What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 o'clock hour here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Sean Sharif, Bobby Bell with Choppy out on vacation till next week. Happy Friday. Thanks for being a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. The KNC Masterpiece doing their show from Freebirds on Beltline in Dallas today. Starting with Crosstalk at 9:40, we got a special treat in studio. And we did not schedule him after the Michael Irvin, Jerry Jones interview. We had him booked beforehand for the next 2 hours. The great John Machota. When I'm going to Twitter, this is true, I go to John first. Then I'm probably going maybe to Nick Harris, and then I don't know number three. If I want the perspective on the whole thing and the thoughts, I might check out Hellman.
Somewhere he'll get to me.
Well, you don't. I mean,
no, I know you come to me for humor.
You're kind of like a really, really, really poor man's Jay Glazer in that you don't get as big a stories as Jay, but you don't do the quantity. You're not all over the waiver wire. You're like picky and choosy of what you want to put out.
And I get McCarthy hired too.
John's on everything. So, John, thanks for joining us in studio.
No, thanks for having me. I when I got on Twitter, when I first moved down here about 15 years ago, I was trying to do everything Dallas, like tweet out Mav stuff, whatever. And they were good. I mean, they won the title in 11. But over the last 10 years, I've been like, I'm not going to even, you know, when I got this hot take about watching some random NBA game, I'm just not going to, I just want my timeline just to be all Cowboys for exactly what you're saying. So people will just be like, hey, like I was working today or maybe I was out of town on vacation. I just want to catch up on Cowboys stuff. I try and keep it as much Cowboys as possible.
Yeah, so we try to ask Florio and like Ross Tucker, like, why don't you follow us back? They're like, I don't want to hear your thoughts on the Rangers. I don't need your Dallas Stars second period breakdown.
Do you guys want all of Florio's thoughts on everything?
No.
Neither does the fan text.
I was worried about John coming in here being a little reserved, but this start.
So, you know what I'm curious about? Because everybody always says this on Twitter. Is you're always in the exact position.
I want to say that. Okay. I'm gonna have John teach a Twitter seminar coming up a little bit. I got a bunch of different questions. I'm gonna milk him for this right here.
And we'll have him grade my meme later that I've created for him.
That's right. And Bobby's comedy. Please just tell him how funny he is so we can get this out of the way. Jerry Jones for an hour with Michael Irvin saying, we made this offer. The agent told us to shove it up our ass. And then David, John, went into detail a little bit more.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. Now I am the cat that writes the check. Okay? Now, Mike has got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be that way. My job is managing the check. Okay. Micah's got to do the playing. Where's the least important part of this whole equation we're talking about? What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent? Okay. He works for Micah. Okay. He's not the principal here in any way. They're in here to make their percentage. They're in here to basically, yes, advise Micah. Come over to the office and I'll show you exactly what I offered Micah. We got it in the back. It's all written down, everything to go.
John, give us your thoughts on this yesterday.
So I can see both sides on this. I can see the Jerry side because of the fact that just in my time covering the team, if you take care of Jerry, Jerry will take care of you for the rest of your life. Now, obviously, with your Micah Parsons, your life's going to last a lot longer than what Jerry Jones has left, but Jerry is fiercely loyal to his star players, so I get where he's coming from there. But he's also the man that says, just because I said it doesn't make it so. So when he says a thing like, I find it very hard to believe that David Mulligetta said those words back to him.
Yeah.
But I don't think in the year 2025, really any in the last 5-10 years, that you can think that are you really thinking you're getting this deal done without an agent being involved? Like, when you drafted Micah Parsons, like, we're not going to pretend you don't know who David Mulligetta is. You didn't know that this was going to happen. And so for me, this screams of back in March, like, let's start talking about this right now. We can get everything, and then we'll bring in David to just sign everything off. But even in Jerry's mind, as great of a businessman as he is, he has to know that David was going to be involved at some point, that he's going to want to do. He's going to have his hand in it. He has some of the biggest contracts in all of sports.
So why do you think he's doing it like this then? Why do you think Jerry's like playing like, David, you're here to notarize this when we the principals get it worked out? Why take this approach?
Well, just like even if for people that don't follow the Cowboys closely, if you just watch the series on Netflix, you can just tell that there might not be anybody in sports with a bigger ego than Jerry Jones. And he is not going to let some agent come in there and be the big name that wins this deal, even though it did happen with Todd France twice. And he probably doesn't want it. He's probably tired of that. But it's like we all sit there and go, Jerry loves his star players. Is he really going to let this guy walk? Like, nobody believes that. There's a far greater chance that he is just completely dug in and is just like, well, then don't play Micah. Don't play next year. Don't play the year after that. Don't play, you know. I mean, I'm from Detroit, and I never thought the Lions would be like, no, Barry Sanders, you're playing here or you're leaving. And basically did the same thing with Calvin Johnson. So if they're going to do that, the guy that has kept a grudge this long with Jimmy Johnson, how angered he is right now, I find it very hard to believe. That's my whole thing when I talk to people, because I don't believe this contract's getting done before the season starts. And so the people that say to me that they think it's getting done, I go, I just want the simple answer then from you. This is the thing that fascinates me the most. Who makes the first call? Because yeah. I see both sides being extremely dug in. Like, I'm talking, put them in owner's boxes right next to each other on that Thursday night, and I can see them not talking.
Yeah.
Walking by each other on the sideline before the game and not talking.
Yeah.
So that's the part for me where both sides seem so dug in that I don't know who makes the first move.
Publicly, Jerry's discussion has been very focused on David Mulligetta, the agent, of just like, this is basically who he's frustrated with. You're trying to insert yourself in something, you know. Is that a subtle way, though, of privately, he might be a little more frustrated with Micah than he is Mulligetta? I feel like Mulligetta is basically just the public, like, target for what is ultimately frustration he has, particularly with Micah. And I don't think he's particularly happy with Micah.
No, I think that's fair. I've felt since the start of training camp that it was more Micah versus Jerry than Micah versus the Cowboys. And I think since his statement on August 1st, I believe that even more. That they're both completely dug in. For him to put out that statement, that is just such a, unlike a Cowboys player to do. Now, you know, Jerry says he's had all these trade requests. Yeah, behind the scenes. You've never had it publicly like that. And like, when I saw him fire that off, I was like, well, there's no way that this thing's getting done in the next couple of weeks. Because the last thing Jerry will want is, oh yeah, all you got to do is have some strong statement on social media, and then I'll make a deal done with you.
And in that statement, John, something that could have really, really stung Jerry, Micah basically,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Basically said that he was tricked. Like he may have misrepresented what the meeting was. Like, you lured me in. You tricked me, when maybe it's possible Micah knew he was going in there for a negotiation and he did not say that in his trade demand. So it's not only are you reneging, not only are you misrepresenting, but you're making it seem like I'm like this creep who, under false pretenses, had you come in this room and then try to blindside a young, naive businessman.
That this is why sports is so great and why it's so fun to talk about sports, because there are so many different sides to it. Because while I believe what you're saying and I think that there is a good chance that's right, there is the part of me being around Micah these last few years. I'm talking about not on the record. I'm talking about just talking to him in his locker. He is a very bright, sharp guy. I could see the part of him thinking he can go toe-to-toe with,
yeah.
And I'm sorry, but there's no way I would believe he puts out that statement without at least David Mulligetta or somebody else reading it over,
yeah,
or at least making some suggestions, and that can easily be something that's part of it. And don't get me wrong, I still don't believe that even if that is the case, even if you go in there, you have the best business sense, and you're like, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with Jerry Jones, and I'm going to win this thing. At the end of the day, you still know that your agent is far greater in this, that, okay, yeah, I might get the parameters set, but he's going to come in here, and he's going to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's, so... But Micah's really sharp on a lot of different topics. It's not just a football thing.
John Machota from the Athletic in studio here on The Fan. If Micah went in knowing it was a negotiation, and like Jerry says, agreed, who do you then blame for this? Jerry for not realizing Micah was going to get the ultimate sign-off from the agent where things could change? Or Micah for the old school handshake, look you in the eye, and the years... the guarantees, the terms are done.
Oh, that's on Jerry. He can't possibly believe that.
I agree.
I mean, Micah Parsons is still a kid to me, you know? I mean, you can't really think that that's... And I'm sure there are players that it has been done in the past.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that he's never had
those. He signed that with Irvin yesterday. He's,
yeah,
like, me and you did it.
Right.
We didn't need your agent.
For sure. But in these days that we're in right now, I mean, the thing I keep going back to is there's no way that Jerry Jones isn't familiar with... the Deshaun Watson contract. And I don't care whether you want to say it publicly or not, as an owner, that had to impress you. Probably angered you because it raised the level of guarantees in the league and stuff, but you had to be like, wow, I can't believe that with what he had, the baggage and all of that, he got that for that guy. Like, there's no way that you don't know who he is after that. And that's just one. There's so many clients that Dave Mulligetta has. I mean, he's clear. I mean, to me, and Bobby, you know this probably better than anybody, that... to me, it's David and Todd France, and then there's like another level,
mm-hmm,
and then there's another level down where maybe if it was another level down, this gets done, and maybe on that handshake thing with Micah, he can convince a different, but these two guys, that's not happening with them.
And it's not just that, like, I mean, you could make an argument, it's David, it's Todd France, and then you could probably throw in there, if not a step below, Tory Dandy.
Yeah.
And you're talking about in
that Lamb?
Last year, that's Lamb.
Yeah.
Tory Dandy and Todd France beat you. And now here's the third one, the third prime. Are you going to lose this one too? And they've never, in all their years that they've sat here, they've never had a like big-time Mulligetta client in the building. This is the first time they will sit across from him and negotiate a big deal.
Mm.
They negotiated like Malik Hooker. Like, they've gotten that done. They've done some different things. But this is like a big-time client of his. This is the very first one that they've ever had that they've sat across from. And it is the guy. This is the NFL version of Boris in the 90s,
yeah,
or Rosenhaus at some, like, that is what David Mulligetta is now.
And at John's point, maybe Jerry has got wind of that and Jerry, this is the hot shot now. This is the number one Forbes, and maybe Jerry.
That's why you don't say his name. That's exactly what I'm gonna say.
Oh, really? Oh, that's the hot shot?
Yeah.
To me?
Who?
To Jerry Jones?
I don't even know who he is.
I will say though, I was with a couple other people walking off with Jerry recently, and we were talking about that landman thing, and he couldn't think of John Hamm's name. And he brought that up. He goes, yeah, you guys get me about this agent thing. I forgot. Yeah, that's who it is, John Hamm.
Yeah. I will say, it was 8 years here in the organization. He could still never figure out his name was Kellen. So, I mean, it's possible. Fair. It is possible.
So, John, your order of outcome right now is what? In all likelihood. No deal, and Micah plays all the games that he can? One?
Yes. I would go with that. You don't have to go another one. I think that is the option, yeah.
Okay. No deal and Micah doesn't play?
That's possible, but it's just such a small... And the reason why I say this is because... So there is an argument to be made that he was willing to sit out his final year at Penn State,
mm-hmm.
the pandemic year, to just prepare for the draft. So he has been away from football for an extended period of time, but I just find it hard to believe that a guy that has been showing up to training camp, that... You know, has been going to the meetings, who I do think has a legitimate bond with his teammates and with Brian Schottenheimer and the new coaching staff, that I think he could separate it as it's me versus Jerry, not me versus my teammates and Brian and maybe even other people in the organization. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that pointed out during training camp how much when this is going on that he's over there talking to Will McClay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got a great relationship, you know, so it's not like he hates the Cowboys. So I think people need to remember that when they see him scrubbing his social media accounts.
John lives in the locker room. You all know that when you follow him on social media. What would this do to the Cowboys season? Like, are we already finished with this before it even begins? Inside Schottenheimer's culture, he'll answer your season questions, your final roster questions, all on the D&M Leasing hotline at 877-881-1053 to get in your questions on the text or phone. For John Machota in studio, for the rest of the show, we continue on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.